Atheist Nomads, episode 266, Christian Privilege.
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to our episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin. Joining me is Lauren.
Hello.
And we have Aaron.
Hi.
And for his first time on the show, we have Jason.
What up, diggity dogs?
I don't know your last name, Jason.
It's Ward.
Jason Ward. Okay.
Did
Jason
you just Ward call from... us biggity dogs?
No, diggity dogs.
Oh, okay. Because my dogs are not racist.
Yeah, you bigoted.
Corgis.
I was about to go off, but we're recording.
Jason was has done the Atheist Comedy Experience here in Boise, and he was the one who complimented the crowd for laughing at the right part of the jokes.
Yeah, it was very courteous. A lot better than general audiences.
Like, how long ago was this?
I think it was around the time of the eclipse, because I did an eclipse joke.
About
I
a year ago.
Okay,
that
yeah.
was a year ago. Oh, that was a good one. I don't remember you.
I don't remember me either. It's okay.
Aaron, you might not have been at that one.
I don't think I was at that one.
Yeah.
But I go to some of them. I don't know how I know you. I mean, I know how I know you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How?
So I was in this little competition that I lost mainly because of Jason, because he wasn't there.
All right. I was in Reno.
Yeah. I was in Boise's Funniest Person.
Woo!
I was in the top 10 and I got matched up with Jason. And the first thing we did when we saw each other on stage was, I think, thumbs up. Cool. And then we just looked awkwardly at the crowd like, this is going to happen now, I guess.
Were we
supposed to like hug or I don't know.
Why were you paired up at all? How's that?
Yeah, I want to fucking know why we were paired.
Well, I think the producers of the contest try to match a coach with a contestant with an area that they need to work on with somebody with a strength. And I guess they knew that Aaron needed to be funny.
And I mean, to Jason's credit, I guess his contestant did win last year.
Mm. Yeah, I had very little to do with that, according to everybody.
Obviously.
the comedy culture of Boise, everyone.
Yeah.
So we hung out. I listened to a lot of his tweets.
You listen to him?
Yeah. Are you using a screen reader?
What do you mean?
Does it do
to listen to the tweets
in a cute little bird voice?
Like, I sat for 1.5 hours one time and listened to him just tell me about all his old tweets.
Oh, that's right. I was preparing for a show, so I was going through old tweets and I was trying to test them, and she was just being a brat.
Right, because you know, I was the one in the competition. He was the one who was just going to Reno. I don't know. That's why I lost. So fuck you. Yeah. Okay, we can't do this.
Because... lack of awareness is what cost you the contest.
I'm funny, people.
All right, so that is the perfect segue for catching up on dead kids.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Dead baby jokes. Let's do that.
Uh-huh. Is this a regular segment?
No, this one isn't.
Dead baby.
No, but I've been doing a better job of keeping up with the Dustin Off the Degree segment than I had expected I would be doing with the baby. But this week we have enough stories about vaccines that, it's worth jumping into them, catching up on them. And they also, this may point out what is the root of almost every problem we have in our society. So yeah, this is going to be fun.
Wait, vaccines are the root of every problem in society?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
the lack thereof.
We'll get there.
Got it.
No, there's a common root to that. And like every other problem it's starting to look like. So in the first half of this year, there were more than 41,000 measles cases in Europe, with 37 of those cases being fatal. So yes, 37 dead kids in Europe because of a vaccine-preventable disease. In all of 2017, there were fewer than 24,000 cases, and 2016 only saw 5,273. More than half of this year's cases have been in Ukraine, where there's an ongoing Russian-backed civil war, but France, Greece, Georgia, Russia, and Serbia have all had more than 1,000 cases. And it is worth noting that after the eradication of smallpox, the World Health Organization started working on eradicating polio, which was almost successfully eliminated before the Islamic anti-vax movement started. And measles was supposed to be next. Polio was supposed to be gone by 1990 and measles by 2000.
So that's a big old want for humanity.
We're 30 years behind now.
I got to tell you something. I was downtown Boise, and the Rotary Club has flags now outside the bath block. Did you see it? It said something about polio, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and polio. I haven't seen one of those signs in actually my entire life. Ever.
Well, we just had the first polio diagnosis in the Western Hemisphere in like 30 years in Venezuela just like last month.
Yeah. That sucks. All that planning, all of that money, all of that just getting flushed down the toilet because
it had been eliminated from all but like two countries, and now it's endemic in like five.
Yeah. So this is a an example of a great subject to when you have comedians on the show. Because, you know, it's not too dark or anything. Uh-huh. Jesus.
But like I will just tell you, Jason, most of the time I go, oh.
Smile and nod.
Fuck.
Smile and nod.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And it's all because of fucking Jenny McCarthy.
Okay, she's part of the problem. You don't want incidence of a disease going up at that kind of a rate. Even if we took Ukraine out of the equation, the European measles rate is still doubling.
So why is that? They looked at North America and said, they're doing it right.
Well, okay, so it starts with the fact that Europe has had a much slower uptake on vaccination in general. So Europe is a place where they have not gotten rid of measles yet. North America successfully did, but Europe has not.
Did you say we've gotten rid of measles?
From North America, yes.
I thought there were some outbreaks of measles lately.
We get outbreaks, but it's not endemic, which means somebody positive with measles brings it in, and then it dies out quickly.
Right.
As opposed to measles, where there is a resident pool of kids with measles at all times.
Not like our little Disneyland adventure a few years ago.
Just another thing to blame on illegal immigrants, right?
Yeah. Build that wall. Stop those microbes.
Yeah. Let's just ban tourists from being able to go to Disneyland, and then we won't have disease outbreaks.
Perfect.
I like that, because that means there won't be any fucking lines.
Wouldn't be any Disneyland. Isn't it kind of a tourist trap?
Group that was a big part of that was Mormons. Because one of the big places it hit after Disneyland was Utah. And then it spread to some other Mormon families. So ban tourists and Mormons from Disneyland and everything will be fine.
Oh, no. Disney's going to go bankrupt. At least Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, Mormons have a lot of kids. That's gonna really hit the bottom line there.
So, okay, Europe has been, you know, a lot of people in Europe are figuring out this is a problem, and they need to do something to fix it. And just encouraging and giving away vaccines isn't doing it because, well, they've been giving away vaccines forever because Europe doesn't charge people for healthcare. So getting a vaccine, it's completely free. They just haven't pushed requiring them. Well, last year, Italy passed legislation that would make vaccination against measles and 9 other pathogens mandatory for school. This came after a particularly bad outbreak last year that resulted in more than 5,000 cases of measles with 4 dead kids. And in June, a new populist government took power that believes that the 10 vaccine requirement is, quote, unnecessary and dangerous. So the Italian Senate has now passed a bill to delay implementation by a year to give them time to craft a full repeal with the goal of setting up what would be, quote, the balance between the right to education and the right to health.
Funny, because getting vaccinations to go to school qualifies for both of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's kind of a dumb thing to say.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah,
doctors are pissed.
I bet.
Italian doctors are pissed.
Doctors are pissed, and parents who understand how vaccinations work are probably pissed.
Well, who's happy about it?
The anti-vax populace. And populace used to mean people who want the government to take over railroads and buy all the crops. Now it means fascist assholes.
Are we saying Nazis? Nazis are excited about
borderline? Are we borderline Nazi?
Officially, Italian fascism has a long history. They were aligned with the Nazis,
stop
but they
stalling
weren't
and
Nazis.
Answer the questions.
Just say yes.
Because no, I said Stalin.
Yeah.
Stalin was a leader. Okay.
It's not funny when you have to explain the joke.
It is hilarious when you have to explain the joke.
No, they're trying to go Mussolini, not Stalin or Hitler.
Mussolini sounds like a pasta.
Chocolate mousse.
Or some kind of ancient grain. Chocolate Mussolini.
We're derailing.
Now it's just a whole, like, Hershey's, like, has a whole line of fascist chocolate statues.
That are also anti-vaccine propaganda.
Oh, it's all the worst things in the world, and so you really enjoy biting their little heads off.
Oh, man. Turkey has its own anti-vax movement, and the deputy chairman of the Nationalist Movement Party has introduced what would be the strongest vaccination law to date. If passed, parents who refuse to vaccinate their children will face a minimum prison sentence of 6 months and a maximum of 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll do it. That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
This has never been done before.
Let's see if it works.
Australia's tying it to welfare checks. Now, the closest that to this that has happened before is there were a few cases where people during smallpox outbreaks around the turn of the 20th century who refused were thrown in jail for refusing vaccines. That was incredibly rare. And I think the only time that really happened was when a guy was not only refusing to get the inoculation, but also trying to encourage everybody else to not get it too. And this was while smallpox was about to hit the town or in the town, killing people. And so there's very little precedent for this. And this would be the first one that would punish parents for not vaccinating their kids. And researchers at George Washington University conducted a study to find ways to improve communication about vaccines on social media.
Not Jenny McCarthy.
No. What they found was that Russian bots and trolls, largely driven by the Glovstat organization, have been systematically working to polarize the debate, especially on the anti-vax side. And they have found that parents tend to talk about parental rights. But the Russians have politicized it with terms like freedom and constitutional rights.
So, you're saying Trump supporters, they're targeting people?
No, not Trump supporters.
No.
Actual Russian bots and trolls.
So people that Russia pays to sit on the internet and confuse the issues.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not explaining it to you.
Gosh!
So, and this is looking at the debate on Twitter, ranging from 2014 to 2017.
Hmm.
The Russians have been involved that entire time.
Hmm.
They aren't just meddling in elections. They are trying to systematically destroy faith and trust in all democratic institutions.
Sneaky bastards.
This is bad enough that it has me questioning everything I think. Not a whole lot, but a little bit, because if you think about it, the way, if they're trying to polarize everybody, and all you really have to do to polarize things is push one side as hard as you can, and that will often cause the other side to react in kind.
You're questioning everything, because are you thinking, what other bots are out there, and what other things are they inciting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how many threads go back to the spiders in the middle.
Like,
right.
Is anti-GMO part of that?
I was just talking about GMOs yesterday.
We know the Russians are in with the NRA. They're pushing a very strong, very specific radical agenda on guns.
Speaking of, I swear I just saw a guy walking down your street with a gun on his hip.
Oh.
Walking his King Charles Spaniel. No big deal.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think they're part of NRA TV on Roku?
NRA TV may be shutting down.
That's great.
They can't get insurance to cover the studio.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's, yeah, maybe they should start a GoFundMe.
Go shoot me.
But if the Russians are pushing everything,
I just think it's fucking stupid that it's working what the Russians are doing.
Yeah, it really is.
It is eroding everything. But yeah. I'll start it with the, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. This last week, I was so excited because the news was finally starting to get good to me again.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This podcast can sometimes really, that's not true though. We've had good endings before. Uh-huh. We've had some good news in between. Why am I always on the podcast with the children stuff? Like, I feel like every podcast I'm on, there's shitty children stories.
If there are, okay, now that I'm a parent, if there are children's stories, I cover them.
Yeah, no, totally. I know. Yeah. But it just seems like every time I'm on the podcast, I'm like, babies die for dumb reasons.
We have right. We have three good stories.
Oh, good.
Yeah, three that are good news.
Woohoo!
But no, yeah, right. They're trying to hit everything.
Yeah, like the
and
fact
it's working.
That they were able to meddle and get Donald Trump in the presidency was a huge hit. That guy is fucking ridiculous. Like, yes. I hate that he's the president of this country. Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break because we have more Russia to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Atheist Nomads is proudly brought to you by listeners just like you. You can find out how you can become a patron at patreon.com/atheistnomads. That's patreon.com/atheistnomads.
Daniel Markin is a 19-year-old film student in Russia who has now been charged with extremist crimes over saving memes that mock Christianity on a Russian social media platform. One of them portrays the Game of Thrones character Jon Snow as Jesus, with "Jon Snow is risen, truly he is risen," and another had a stick figure with a halo with a line crossing through it that read, "There is no God."
So he just saved a meme from like a website.
He saved it from a website into an album on a social media platform.
Well, he got what he deserved.
Are they really Christian?
That doesn't
there?
Sound like very good yeah. meme. Like, that's the only thing that offends me. It's like, it's not funny enough. But Russia, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that they would do that. I mean, after like the whole thing with Pussy Riot a couple of years ago.
Or like last week. They got arrested again.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, and then they were let out of jail, and then they got arrested again.
That's what happens when the semester starts. I don't see as many news stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Putin has pushed a very specific agenda to make Russia as conservative as possible and has used the Russian Orthodox Church as a tool for that.
Like, why?
Well, if you've got absolute control of the state and you maintain absolute backing of the church, and it's a national church that most of the population are members of, then you have a full grip of everything.
Man, it's like we're living like another chapter in the history of Western civilization. Like, one I never thought I would see, because I remember reading about all this stuff like in the Middle Ages, and now it's actually happening like in the newspaper every day. And what do you do with that? How do you... I mean, I just go about with my day and I, you know, tweet stupid jokes or whatever, but... I don't even.
They're amazing.
Don't you patronize me.
No, and jokes, tweeting jokes here, that's awesome. It helps make Twitter a less shitty place. You do that in Russia, and you're going to prison.
Russia seems off.
Jokes can get you thrown in prison.
We got to do something about Russia. We got to take them down. Fuck the Cold War. Time for a hot war.
A
hot war.
There's I don't remember the name of the channel, but there's a YouTube channel that does hypothetical war mashups. So, and they've done some with Russia, where one is the EU minus Britain against Russia, one is the EU with Britain against Russia, and one is NATO against Russia. NATO assuming the US is a part of it. Nobody wins in that war. Nobody can invade and conquer Russia. Their military is the best defensive military. And they can't take land because the U.S. has the most offensive military. So it doesn't go anywhere good.
War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
But yet they keep on engaging in what I would call acts of war by meddling in our elections and trying to tear down and destroy the fabric of society.
Absolutely.
Ah.
Motherfuckers.
Mother Russia fucks you.
Yeah, they really are fucking us, aren't they? Fucking us good.
In capitalist America, goods and services exchange currency for you.
Oh.
That's a little close to home.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I would win a lot more risk games if I was allowed to hire people to tweet shitty things against all my opponents.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whole side of the military just dedicated to meme creation.
Should we have like a, that should be like an extra pack on your risk game. Like, here you go. You can pay extra for the yeah, people come in.
They should just have like the army just on social media, like, fuck Space Force. They got a MySpace Force.
Oh, it's called the U.S. Cyber Command.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, they really do have people.
My name's
being
better.
Like,
it's an official U.S. Cyber Warfare Command.
Yeah.
Why the hell don't we have that? It's just
we
Donald
do.
Trump trying to do his best.
No, we do. It's called the U.S. Cyber Command, and they've been waiting. They've been acting
patiently,
regardless of the fact that Trump has not told them to do anything. He wants them to let Russia just hack everything.
They're like sitting in a basement. Do you think it's dark?
I bet it's a basement. I bet it's dark. And apparently they've mostly been fighting those evil, evil Chinese who are maliciously attacking the U.S. all the time.
You know, they're probably in bunkers, not basements.
I just want to think they're in like someone's basement. Ordering pizza,
man.
Drinking a lot of Mountain Dew.
Well, they're on the internet, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's one thing. Hey, I used to be in IT in the Navy. I know what we would do. We'd sit in windowless rooms, order pizza, drink a bunch of caffeine.
Hell yeah.
Now, there is the issue that the U.S. is having with the FBI and CIA being unable to recruit enough hackers because there literally aren't enough hackers that meet the requirement of having not smoked pot in the last 3 years.
Oh my God. Yeah. None of them.
What kind of idiot would say yes?
They probably test them too.
Probably do the hair test.
Yeah.
Does that go back 3 years?
If you,
I mean, I know you would say yes because you are you.
If you lie on
if
a security
lie,
clearance form,
are you a hacker?
No. No.
And he wouldn't say if he was.
You could be a white hat hacker.
No, he would absolutely say if he was.
If I was a hacker? No, I'm not a hacker. I am probably on government watch lists for
doing this.
Using and promoting the use of Linux, which they assume everybody who uses Linux is a hacker. Most of us aren't.
They just want their PlayStation to work better.
A lot of us are just geeks.
We just want our pizza and our caffeine and peace, man.
Yeah, we
want
to sit down and play our Gulags and Dragons.
Gulags and Gargoyles, brought to you by the Russian government.
Gulags and Trolls.
There we go. Trolls. Perfect.
Oh, man. Oh, and it could be a text-based, like, ASCII game. You just play it from the command line.
Wow. Okay, you're actually getting excited for this, so let's get back to the subject before he ends up developing a game.
Yeah. You were eaten by a Zool or...
I can't develop a game. I don't,
by Zool.
I learned the wrong languages in school. Greek, Hebrew, and Arabic don't help with that.
Yeah, you need C++.
Right.
Not Java. That's going away.
All right. So, Bishop Robert Morlino of the DOC of Madison in Wisconsin wrote to his church members, "Until recently, the problems of the church have been been painted purely as problems of pedophilia. This despite clear evidence to the contrary. There is a homosexual subculture within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church that is wreaking great devastation in the vineyard of the Lord."
What?
Uh-huh. His response to the fact that people are angry about priests fucking children is that the problem is that there are too many gay priests.
No, it sounds like there's too many pedophilia priests.
Uh-huh. You know, there's stories that have come out of...
Well, obviously it's the kids' fault.
Of what gay priests do. They find other gay priests, and they have orgies with consenting adults. That's fine.
Hot.
They should do more of that.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Do
I
it
think,
all the time.
I feel like that's a Pornhub.
Probably click on that thumbnail, I'm not gonna lie.
Thumbs up that link.
I'm going to save it to my favorites on Pornhub. Just kidding. I don't want to sound like I know too much about the mechanics of Pornhub.
If you're paying for it, you're a sucker.
Follow my verified account.
All right, getting back to the task at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let priests be gay. Don't let them fuck kids. Like, what more do you need? Like,
right.
What the Pope is progressive enough, right?
Except the Pope hasn't actually done anything but call it caca.
He called it caca.
Yeah. The translator actually had to verify with him. Wait, what did you say?
He was being polite.
Your Holiness, did you just say caca?
Do you repeat that into this microphone, please?
Now, what's interesting is calling priests fucking children being a problem as bullshit, it leaves it a little ambiguous. Does he mean that it's bullshit that priests are fucking children and it's getting covered up, or does he mean it's bullshit that people are finding out?
Yeah, I think that's what he wants you to wonder.
And until he starts turning it over to the authorities, it's not enough.
Yeah, because all they do is just put them in someplace else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And then when it gets bad enough, it's across national lines.
Right. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, we retired that person. And they're no longer part of the church anymore.
Often in a high-ranking Vatican position where they can't be extradited.
What the fuck?
The Irish Prime Minister is calling for a change between the relationship between Ireland and the Catholic Church. He is not calling for a full separation of church and state, but he is wanting religion to no longer be the center of society.
He suggested
this while the Pope was visiting.
Good.
Wow.
He should have taken his picture and he should have torn it in half on TV.
I remember that.
I remember South Park making fun of that.
Lauren, you're so young. No, just...
even if I wasn't, I still wouldn't have understood what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah, I still don't know.
I'm like, was she talking about the fact that, was she actually talking about child molestation?
She was talking about the Catholic Church in general in Ireland. I mean,
I thought it had something to do with the abuse, though.
I think that specifically was the straw on the camel's back sort of thing. It's like, okay.
Oh, they've got issues with dead babies at orphanages.
Oh, right.
And convents getting buried in mass unmarked graves.
Yeah.
Women going to convents pregnant and never leaving because they also end up in the mass grave.
Yeah, I just saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was really
uplifting.
It
was getting better.
Ireland's wanting to do something, and that is push the church away from government a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That is positive.
You take what you can get. Man.
Wait. They're separating church and state?
A little bit.
They're trying to
crack that connection. They're not trying to sever it yet, but they're trying to crack it.
Crazy enough to work.
Yeah. Little by little.
Yeah.
There we go. Be good.
And then, like, every time a priest fucks a child, it just drives that wedge deeper and deeper until it shatters.
I mean, you can't say it like that, otherwise priests are going to think that they're doing the good work.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't like it. All right, what's the next good news?
The next one's not necessarily good, but members of the church formerly known as Mormons, not to be confused with former Mormons, support Trump more than any other religious group in America. At a full 61% job approval rating, beating out white non-Hispanic Protestants that only support him at a 60% rate.
I mean, are we surprised? I'm not surprised.
That's why I only like 39% of Mormons that I meet.
They're probably
people do the math in your head there. The joke, the joke is hilarious.
And the... Good job. Good job. Way to get that joke, Lauren.
Oh,
it took me a good
Lauren's the narrator.
Yeah, I have no... it took me way too long to figure out that math, so I just had to clue other people in just in case.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, that was funny if you get it. Did you get it? Because I didn't. No. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Do you think that percentage also likes Imagine Dragons, too? Because, you know, he's pushing... he's pushing for, like... You know, more gay acceptance and...
How? What?
He's Mormon!
What?
Oh my gosh, wow. Guys, get some HBO, okay?
No. What the fuck is Imagine Dragons?
It's a band.
It was Imagine Dragons 2, you said, right?
Oh, it's like a game?
No, it's not a game.
Oh
it's,
my
a
God,
band.
It's a band. At least I got that.
It's a band. He's a,
like a rock
he's from
band?
Yeah, yeah, he's from Utah. He's Mormon and he's like against prejudice, like he's with the LGBTQA. Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
But he's with them. There's a whole documentary. He's trying to get more acceptance in the church as being an upstanding member.
Not going
to
happen.
He's going to lose his membership.
Yep. Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He drank a Coke.
He will be so, soon be a former Mormon, not
for
to
sure.
be confused with a member of the church
well,
formerly known as Mormons.
Are we sure? Because, I mean, maybe this is going to be good press for them. I don't know. Like, he could be like the Tom Cruise of the Mormon church.
Yeah, he has a song called Tom Who's Crazy out there, so maybe that won't work.
I mean, we can
people,
all... Let's all have hope. Fingers crossed he gets kicked out, because then his life will be better.
Or way worse, you know?
He's a millionaire.
Who needs family, friends?
How is the Mormon church... What's the Mormon church's position on Imagining Dragons?
They probably fucking hate it.
I would suspect they'd be... They're opposed
well,
to imagination
depends.
And
were there dragons.
Dragons
in North America 2,000 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, there were.
With the dinosaurs.
With the dinosaurs.
Did Jesus ride one?
Yes.
Did he fly to heaven on a dragon?
On a Utah Raptor, actually.
That's better than what I was going to go with.
Do you think? Okay. Do you think?
I was pretty proud of that.
Maybe they feel like the Taming Dragon movie. Maybe they feel like that
How
is...
How to Train Your Dragon
yeah,
2.
Yeah, that one.
1, 2, 3.
Maybe they feel like that is a biblical story as well.
This is literally how it happened. Literally.
That's right. It's in Doctrines and Covenants, Volume 4.
The Pearl of Great Price.
Hey, as long as you're not... Oh, God, what is that comedian's name? The guy who plays Tobias on Arrested Development?
David Cross.
Oh, you know, that guy who looked like my ex.
That guy who... who just promoted his show in Utah by showing a picture of him wearing the holy underwear.
Yes.
And got in huge trouble for
Listen,
it.
Listen, I think that guy's pretty awesome.
David
when
Cross.
I told
Freaking hilarious.
When I told my ex that he looked like him, he got real offended and I was like, "Why?
He's not an attractive man."
He is attractive, funny attractive.
Okay, he's in a dorky sort of way, yeah.
Yeah, I like dorky.
I used to like him too, actually. I used to like him, but he is just not... He does not care about the best interests of those chipmunks.
What?
What?
He's the villain in Elvin and the Chipmunks movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank goodness
you kids
we're learning
need to get
so
a little
much.
Older.
Just a little bit.
I don't have kids.
Oh, God.
That's because you can't get a man.
It's true.
Jesus.
It's okay. Don't worry about it, everybody.
We were starting to lighten the mood, and then you had to bring that
up. I think we're lightening it up real good.
Yeah, it's lightening up real good.
All right, so now we've got two good happy stories in a row.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Oh, God.
You may
go.
Not agree that these are happy, but they're happy. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the permanent injunction against Alabama's law that would ban all dilation and evacuation abortions, meaning they can't ban abortions.
That's good. I like that. That is good news for us. Hoo-ha.
Abortions for
people.
Everyone.
Yeah. In Alabama. Uh-huh. Well, everywhere, but you know, Alabama too.
Alabama, I feel, is a good state.
No,
that
right? Because of no sex ed?
Well, they have one of the highest abortion rates.
Yeah, because of no sex ed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all get it, right? Everybody listening right now, everyone in this room. No education equals causation of more unwanted pregnancies at younger ages.
That's why every time I see those guys protesting abortion, I'm just going to have a pile of condoms in my car that I'm going to throw at them.
Yeah. No, that's great that we should do that.
Free birth control equals no abortions.
They'd
so
probably
which
be
side
like,
of the line
it
are
burns
you?
My skin.
I know. It's like, which side of the line are you going to walk on?
How much is an abortion?
I hear $200. I don't know. I've never had one. Not that.
I heard you can also get a new identity for about that much.
I've heard it's 1,000.
I don't know.
Let's go with 200.
I don't know. Is it covered by insurance?
No, it's not.
Usually not.
All right. You say 1,000. She says 200. I'm going to go with $1.
$1.
Some insurance plans
Dude,
do cover
you're
abortions.
That dick, aren't you?
Most don't.
But, yeah.
The smart insurance companies do cover them because it's cheaper than labor and delivery.
Right.
Yeah. And also, like, just ban cream pie porn.
Okay. So, approximately $300
That's
for the pill.
Or not.
Up to $800.
All right.
Oh, for the pill.
Is there like a plan B?
No. Okay. So I found out recently from a comic, actually, that plan
they don't
B.
Know anything.
No. That plan B is just progesterone, which I do know what progesterone means. So if your egg has already been like fertilized, or it's really close, if you don't catch it in a certain window, you're actually making yourself more fertile with plan B. Yeah. So that then you become pregnant. Like, if you wait too long, that's why they're like, you know, you should probably catch that within, like, the 12 hours.
Oh.
Or 8 hours, I think. Like, 8 or 12.
48 at the absolute latest.
No, apparently this woman got super pregnant because she waited too, like, she didn't take it in time. And, again, progesterone is what they put you on when they want to kick your period up to also make you fertile. So, careful, ladies. Don't use that too much as a backup.
I'm not seeing anything larger than $1,000.
Oh, nice. Well,
but it is called the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Not the 2 days later pill.
No, but...
Yeah, it's not the pill when you have time to fit it into your schedule.
Right. It's wake up, panic, go to the pharmacy, and have a really rough couple days. Yeah.
Speaking about that, morning after pill is, you know, an emergency situation. I was reading something about abortion, I don't know, on Facebook, and I always forget not to read the comments, because there's always one dude, not female,
it's me,
who talks about the fact that women are using abortions as birth control. Like, what? No, stop it.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was in that little comic booklet that they handed out down at the farmer's market on the corner that everybody was throwing away. Apparently playing D&D also causes you to get possessed by a demon.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, dudes, when you want to put your fingers to the keys, stop commenting on vaginas, please. Unless it's Pornhub and you're complimenting her on her beautiful vulva.
Jesus, don't read the Pornhub comments either.
Never.
I love the way you tit dangle.
Oh, man.
This is a C. It's good.
All right. So anyway, women in Alabama will continue to be able to choose whether or not to have an abortion into the second trimester.
That is amazing fucking news. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all
great.
Right. Thumbs up on that story.
And
next.
There has been a study going on for 32 years in Australia looking at university students, as most studies do, and their belief about God's involvement in human evolution. They have found that belief that God was the creator or directly drove the evolution of humans has dropped from 60% to 29%.
Nice.
And the belief that no God was behind human evolution in any way whatsoever has risen from 25% to 62%.
Whoa.
Australia rules.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's a.
I mean, and they're
the
country.
Everybody's got their problems, yeah. Like, you know, koala chlamydia, but...
Australia is like the country of evolution's trying to kill us.
Yeah. Right. Now their real problem is their concentration camps where kids are trying to die in the jungles of Papua New Guinea. No, yeah, like Australia sends boats out to get refugee boats and they capture them and put them in camps in Papua New Guinea.
But they don't.
Where they're then subsequently infected with koala chlamydia.
Oh God! This is why they don't believe in God.
Well, okay. If you had to deal with drop bears with chlamydia,
drop bears.
That's what they call it. That's one of their nicknames.
Do they drop bears? Out of
I thought
the
drop
trees?
Bear was like a mythical creature.
They
like
can koalas can drop on you and claw out your eyes.
Oh, but are we?
No, not aw.
And it's probably not that they're dropping on you to attack you. It's probably they're falling over because they're so fucking high. Because they're high continuously on eucalyptus. It's incredibly toxic.
And they're like, oh no, I was just trying to get up this tree. Yeah. And now I'm clawing their eyes out.
Carrie thought sloths were stoned.
No, they're just slow.
They got nothing on the koala. So,
koalas have chlamydia?
Almost all of them.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Wait. Like koala chlamydia or like real chlamydia that they can pass on to people?
It's the koala form of chlamydia.
How about you look into that and report back, Aaron?
Hey, there's some things.
HIV started somewhere, right?
Oh, okay, so you know, Aaron, you know how there's
monkey fuckers.
Do you think there's like one Shut koala up, without chlamydia and everyone else is like, fucking loser?
But, you know, come on, man. Darren, you know how there's human immunodeficiency virus?
Yeah.
And then there's simian immunodeficiency virus? And they're a little bit different?
It's a Monday, guys. Yeah. Give me a fucking break.
There's a feline?
That's where the human one came from.
There's the feline one?
It jumped species.
Oh.
Yeah, Lauren. They jump species.
Could it come from cats, too?
No.
Yeah, there's feline HIV. So,
it's feline.
Pussy fuckers are safe. You're saying.
Pussy fuckers.
Good, because I do that.
Anyway.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about Christian privilege.
These aren't real breaks for us.
We love hearing from our listeners. You can email us at contact@atheistnomads.com, tweet us @atheistnomads, send us a message on our Facebook page at facebook.com/atheistnomads, or better yet, call us and leave us a message at 541-203-0666. We might even play it on the show. You can also help us out by leaving us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast directory of choice. Okay, we got some feedback. Bart Everson wrote in, Dustin et al., I enjoyed the recent episode, as always, especially the discussion about privilege. As another straight white male, I can relate to the challenges we face in facing our own privileges, which we can often fail to see. I thought you were going to talk about how being an atheist let you see Christian privilege, but you didn't go there. Nevertheless, I think that can be an avenue to expand awareness, especially for the audience of a podcast like Atheist Nomads. I'm sure many of your listeners can call to mind an instance where the religious identity or lack thereof was the cause of some pain, perhaps discrimination or even violence. It might be objected that atheism is a choice, unlike race, gender, orientation, etc. I have to say it never felt like a choice to me. However, it is true that an atheist might sometimes pass as a Christian. Anyhow, I'm not trying to draw an equivalence between atheism and any other kind of identity. All identities are constructed differently. But it might be an interesting thought experiment for your listeners. What if your identity as an atheist was constantly and instantly visible to everyone? Of course, that would probably play out very differently depending on where you live. Me in the Deep South, it gives me the willies. But I also think in some small way, this helps me relate to how others experience oppression each and every day. Thanks for doing what you do, Bart Everson.
Okay, I just have to say, though, that I love it when we get somebody who is just trying to be respectful and politically correct, and it makes what they're saying about 10 times longer.
Yeah.
That sounds very Yu-Yu. That was a very Yu-Yu.
That's atheist Christian.
Yeah.
I said it wrong. Edit! That's atheist privilege right there. I think you can just use all the words.
Right. Well, I do have to say, like, growing up Unitarian Universalist,
that's made up.
It's not.
They're all made up.
Well, I can remember specifically in the 7th grade, this kid, I don't know why he would ask me in Spanish class if I believed in Jesus Christ, but I said, no, I don't. And then he backed me up into a corner and started screaming at me, like spit in the face type screaming. Later on, I found out he was a Southern Baptist. And all I can remember is being like, well, I mean, no one's died and come back, so I could be wrong. Like, wow. maybe I'll find out later. I don't know. I mean, all of us.
Oh, man. By 3rd grade, I was like, no, I don't. And it's stupid if you do.
I know. And I always like really looked up to Unitarian Universalist kids who could do that. I just didn't have the confidence enough to be like, okay.
Well, when somebody's intimidating you into a corner.
Yeah.
Spitting in your face. The only time I ever got spat on was because I slapped a kid in the mouth and he had filled his cheeks with spit and he was making a gross noise and I told him to stop and he didn't. So I slapped him and it just...
down on his shirt and a little bit on me, and it was gross, but it was really satisfying at the same time because that kid was a prick.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, a lot of kids are pricks. I was a prick. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, privilege.
Right.
Privilege. So this was actually something that, after recording it, I felt kind of unsure about it, that it was going to sound whiny.
Yeah. Just take a gender study class and I'll tell you all about it. That's what I did. I don't know.
privilege,
Christian privilege.
Right. So I was thinking about possibly cutting out the entire thing, but then it sounded fine. And while editing it, it clicked. Oh yeah, we should have talked about Christian privilege. But that's basically what we talk about every week.
Yeah. I mean, Christian privilege is hand in hand almost with white privilege. I mean, I pass as Christian, I suppose. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, we live in Idaho. A lot of stuff about me.
was that an assumption when I pointed to you and said, hey, do people think you're a Christian?
No, yeah, they do. They also think I know what the fuck they're talking about when they talk to me about football.
It's because you're big.
Right,
and strong looking. Like,
and I played football in ninth grade, and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
I want to use my
head. And I got into theater.
And then you became godless.
No, I was always godless. My parents pretended to be Christians, but they were never like, I never had to go to church. Like, the only time I've been to church, I went because I was trying to finger a girl in high school.
What a motivator. Sex to get you into. She was trying to convert you with her vagina.
Yeah,
there's a term for that. It's called horizontal evangelism.
What? I like that.
That's amazing.
That's my album name.
Horizontal evangelism. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
But when you look at Christian privilege and the way it's getting pushed now, it started out as just religious liberty, which, back when Christians were 95% of the population and everybody else hid or was Jewish, usually hiding.
Right.
Then religious liberty meant Christian freedom.
Yeah.
But it's been long recognized that religious liberty means unlimited freedom of belief, but limited freedom of action. With the actually currently in Supreme Court precedent, there has to be a limit because we aren't going to start allowing people to sacrifice their children. Unless you're in the state of Idaho, where the followers of Christ can sacrifice their children slowly while they die from pneumonia.
Yeah.
God, let's not get up. And it's... But
fucking
it's,
vaccinate your kids.
But it's this... What they're pushing for is unlimited freedom of belief and unlimited freedom of action, as long as it's in the exercise of their religion.
Goat sacrifice, good. Child sacrifice, bad. But not even goat sacrifice, I don't think.
There's the Hialeah case where the Supreme Court ruled that, no, it is perfectly fine for a city to say that you can't sacrifice chickens within the city limits.
Yeah, just in a basement.
Unless you're going to deep fry them.
Well, okay, ritualistic killing versus... preferably humane slaughter.
I mean, okay, but technically kosher, that's ritualistic.
It is, and it is barbaric and grotesque and should be illegal.
Right.
Same with halal.
Oh, geez, now we're slipping. We're slipping.
Wait, I thought kosher just meant there wasn't shit in the hot dogs.
No, it's like a certain way that you cut them and drain them. And
you take the cow and you hang it by its feet and you slit its throat and let all the blood drain out.
And then it's got to be in a certain facing direction, too, I thought.
What the Probably. Fuck? Does kosher mean that you're just a super fan of Dexter?
And that's true for both kosher and halal.
That you like Dexter?
No, they have to hang them.
Oh, okay.
Slit the throat and let it bleed out.
I wonder, we should try and see the statistics on if they like Dexter.
You're all about that correlation.
I really am.
You took psychology statistics, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Lies.
It probably would have been more fun
than regular statistics.
Yeah, I hate statistics.
Where they're like, oh, how many different words can you make out of these seven letters?
Yeah. What about these cards? What's the probability? I don't fucking know.
Hmm.
I just want to watch sea otters all day, and that didn't happen, so
Yeah.
Whatever. So we really went off topic on that privilege thing.
Right. So what's happening now is, since evangelical Christians know that they're losing the demographics battle,
mm-hmm.
as the rate of people believing in Jesus keeps dropping, and the number of people who think gay people and women should have rights keeps rising, that means bigots are going to lose. And so they're putting their bigotry under the guise of religious freedom. What that means is Christian privilege.
We're talking like bakeries.
Yeah. They're wanting the privilege to deny service based on religious beliefs, even though we've already decided you can't do that based on racist beliefs.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean...
So why don't I just start a religion where it's okay to send everybody a dick pic?
Please.
Like, that's basically all it is. It's just people coming up with whatever horse shit that they want to do and just coming up with a post hoc religious reason to do it anyway. And it's fucking stupid.
It's because I feel like their things are being taken away from them. That's the problem. Let me get deep with you.
Yeah. You're on Talking Deep with Aaron.
Oh, that could be...
How deep are you going to get?
I just want to say, and never I know I say it every vagina. Time I'm on here probably, it's just a bunch of white dudes who are pissed off that they can't be like the normal white dude anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a small part of me as a seemingly normal white dude that is sad that not everybody's going to listen to me anymore.
You're pretty loud. I think people will listen to you.
Yeah, plus I'm right, so that helps.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, not Jesus. I don't believe in that guy.
The all-powerful atheismo. Best Futurama line ever.
Yeah, but as you said, you have a good voice. You're good on mic, so I'm sure people will still listen to you.
What's
don't
up,
worry. But
yeah, I don't know. Like, you have to promote marginalized voices. It's the only way to not be a cocksucker. Just kidding. That's a bad word. Edit!
Okay, so you need to promote the voices of the cocksuckers.
Yeah, the cocksuckers need a voice, too. In fact, like, anybody who's ever been kind enough to do that for me, I usually reward it with, like, a breakfast the next morning.
Oh, that's really nice. Never had that happen before.
I would make like an eggs benedict because
what?
People are just blown away by it and they don't realize that it's just like a mix that you can buy in a little pouch.
Oh, I make mine from scratch, baby.
Yeah. I can, but it just depends on the quality of the girl. Like, there's unstated.
Oh, let's not start. We're not getting into
okay,
it.
Okay, so
not getting into
let's
it.
Let's go back to Russia.
Yeah, Russia. Let's not go to Russia.
The
though.
Russians are bipolarizing everything. There is a chance they are a part of why, especially polarizing the, if they're polarizing the abortion and gay rights arguments, we already know they're trying to polarize the NRA and the Republican Party anyway. It could be the Russians' fault as to why we don't have a functional Congress. It's probably the Russians' fault that we have Trump as president with a Republican-controlled Senate that now doesn't allow filibusters on Supreme Court appointees, which means Trump can appoint anybody he wants to the Supreme Court, like Brett Kavanaugh, who is in his 40s and will be on the bench for the next 40 years. He has already appointed more people to federal courts than any other president in recent history, and they are younger on average than any other slate of appointees because they want to keep their privilege.
Not so stupid, that Trump there. I mean,
this is more Mike Pence is doing
okay.
All this.
Well, you know, I guess he was smart and
Trump doesn't care.
No, he really doesn't.
Yeah, Mike Pence probably studied magic in college because he knows what misdirection is for.
Look you know, over here.
The only thing.
Yeah,
Trump-
look at the fucking clown. While we do like the real business.
Right.
Why did you point to me?
Well, just tone down the makeup. All right.
And so we've got this problem where Christian privilege seems to be rising, and it's going to be permanently ingrained because it's going to be stuck in the courts forever. Well, okay. 40 years.
Privilege. It's a loaded word.
yeah.
these days.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your female privilege?
I do have white privilege.
Wait, so white means female?
No, I have white female privilege here in this state. Yeah, I can pass as a Christian pretty easily. In fact, people talk to me about Jesus sometimes, and I'm just like, cool. Like, for instance, yesterday, someone was saying something about Jesus is going to strike us down. I was like, no, he's not. And she's like, yeah, the fact that you just talked about...
You're thinking of Thor.
I know, right? I was like, no, I've said this before, and I've never been struck by lightning, so we're okay. So, although I did like the fact that I kept saying fucking shit outside of a pop-up church in a coffee shop. That was fun. That was fun to do.
Oh, man, that was funny when Lauren and I went downtown. We had the baby with us, and or it wasn't downtown. We were trying to get to, I think it was a Jim and Mineral show.
Oh, yeah.
And we stopped off at Moxie Java for food, and there was these two women there very loudly having a Bible study.
Yeah. What is with Bible studies and coffee shops lately around here?
And so fucking loud.
Yeah. No, Kylie, you don't like that. That's not good. We don't want Bible study. I don't want to send them to a basement in the dark corner. I get it's religious freedom, but as you had stated, it's just like all those vegans and PETA and oh God, I'm going to get so much hate.
So much hate.
Not on this show.
Okay,
you know.
Good. But yeah, the agenda, pushing your agenda on me. Don't push your agenda on me. Let's just all coexist in harmony. No war.
Especially if it involves minutes, because I hate those things.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Okay. All right.
Robert rules.
Damn right. And on that note, Jason, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure.
I just got back.
Oh,
aww.
Sorry. Aww.
Okay, well, let's discuss some more stuff. What are we discussing, Lauren?
Farts.
Where did the end of my notes?
Oh my gosh, farts. I just read an article that asked.
Of course.
I clicked on it. Why? Whether or not farts burn calories.
They
no.
don't burn.
They do not.
No.
They do not burn calories. Nope. Nope.
But
who was asking the important questions about whether, you know, I fart a lot. I wonder if that burns calories.
I think what it has to do is the study that came out that says that you lose most of your calories through your breath.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
but
somebody
said that
equated
was...
that with farts.
Oh.
And apparently they needed.
Well, I thought it wasn't. I thought it wasn't calories. I thought it was fat. Like, where does your fat go when
you're
losing weight and
you exhale it?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe talked about a few months back, do farts make you lose weight? Like, do you weigh less after farting than you did before?
I sure wish I did.
And they did the math.
You're more dense.
Well, actually, it's your stomach or your abdominal muscles do a good job of minimizing how much extra you displace because of the gas pressure.
Mm.
And so you actually are slightly heavier with that gas because it's compressed. And then when it exits you, you lose that little bit of mass.
So if I had a bumper sticker on my shirt that says CNG, fueled by CNG, that's not completely wrong?
Yes, that is completely wrong.
I don't know what CNG is.
CNG is compressed natural gas. I see it on all the buses.
Oh, okay.
It's cleaner.
Well, I did find out in this article
that
people on average fart 14 times a day.
That's it?
Yeah, that's his average. There's this.
What do you mean? That's it?
I know. I didn't realize I farted 14 times a day.
I actually just do one constant fart.
Pretty much.
I'm farting right now.
It's like real slow,
well, okay.
Like leak.
Actually, 14 times a day.
Like
that's
a
not that little because that would be on average if you sleep 8 hours a day. There's only 2 hours that you're awake that you aren't farting.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but you fart.
But you also fart all night.
I like how you just pointed to Lauren. You also fart all night. Well,
that's me. Yes, I do.
I mean, most people fart all night?
I don't.
I mean, I definitely know that I must.
You're clenched
because
all
I clench,
night long.
Clench if there's anyone new in bed. I'm like, nope, not going to fart.
Yeah, that's different.
What?
That's
how you introduce people into your bed is by Dutch ovening them. That's,
no.
Welcome to my abode.
Oh,
Dutch
that's
oven.
Why I can't keep a man.
That's why
got
I can't
it.
Creep
you won't
on my
smell
man.
It once you're used to it.
Give it 10 minutes. You won't smell it.
Don't worry. worry about it. Cup of cheese.
A cup of cheese.
Yeah, you fart and then you scoop it with your hands and you...
Oh, into what's a gorgonzola? Nostrils.
Cup of cheese.
Oh. That's disgusting.
Cheese is delivered. Oh, I get it now.
I have
sorry,
tired
I had to get the
your...
visual. I thought you were literally handing people cheese
no.
to cover the smell.
You better check your fart privilege.
Kylie thinks this
I
is
do
hilarious.
Have a lot of fart privilege.
I did see a link to a YouTube video that I meant to watch. It's like, why doesn't our sphincter get tired?
Yeah, SciShow just did that.
Is it,
yeah,
is it because
one.
Being closed is its natural position and being opened is the what makes like takes muscle?
I do ass Kegels. That's my secret.
Oh.
No, it's just the type of muscle.
Both of us, yeah, you can pick up some weight.
It takes
that
very, very aspect. Little energy to keep it closed.
Pucker.
Because it just moves really slow.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so that wrapped that up. Thanks for letting yep. me be.
This was Fart Chats with Lauren.
Fart Chats with Lauren. Uh-huh. With my little diaper rattle in my lap here.
Thanks for letting us let it out. How many times has she been on here?
Half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Do you have like, does she get fan mail?
No. I've asked for Irishman to get a hold of me.
Never happened.
But it's never happened.
Ugh. So sad.
Hey guys, follow her on the Insta.
I am on Instagram.
Post pictures of
hey,
her
can
beagle.
We say like where are we at? No.
Yeah.
Where are you at next, Jason?
Yeah, where are we at? Where am I at next? Yeah. I'm taking the semester off.
That's not true. You're gonna be at the
God.
Mode.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Mode in September 19th, I think.
Around there.
Yeah, Boise listeners or people that want to fly
they don't
in
let babies
from Brazil.
In. We found that out the hard way.
Oh, no.
Friend's birthday party. We showed up with an infant. They're like, well, she can't be in here.
Yeah, if you don't have a baby, go and see Jason. Yeah. He's pretty funny.
he's not Aaron's pretty. Inspiration.
No, you're funny.
Yeah,
I the first
too.
Time I saw him on stage, not in an atheist situation, I was like, damn, this guy is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became my coach, and then I was like, now I can't compliment you ever.
Yeah, you had a real
yeah, you're mortal
strange...
enemies now, right?
I don't know, like that whole like coachy thing. I don't know, like where were you framed psychologically for that?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, what was your experience being my
your trainee?
Trainee, sure.
Did he make you wear flair?
No. You probably should have. I feel like
flair.
We became friends.
Comedic
and then
trainee
I just
in training.
Yeah, like I like Jason's input when I go up on stage. He can hype me up. He's a good hype man.
Yeah, yeah.
Edit. No, but you were a good hype man. I do wish you were there.
She is really going to hold that over you for the
for
rest
a little
of
bit,
your life.
For a little bit until
rest
something
of your
no,
life.
No, until I get paid
no
like
forgiveness.
Until I get paid like $10 and then he's there once that set happens.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll be okay. But he's also missed my other paid gig.
Because I just don't care.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, I get enough of this shit at home.
See, he's not getting paid anymore to be my coach, so he doesn't care.
Hmm. You got
but
paid?
I feel
I
like now it's like a mentor-mentee thing, but like I keep trying and you keep rejecting.
I would ride a bike beside you as you ran saying, you could be funny. You could be funny.
Oh, and
you're funny.
Aaron, you had some people that you wanted to publicly criticize.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the real reason why. It wasn't Jason at all. No, it was because I looked too much like Jinx from Lady Business, and they sabotaged me. Fuck them. Fuck Lady Business.
We'll have them on next episode for a rebuttal.
This is for a rebuttal. No, actually, funny story is that I am Jinx, her doppelganger from behind, or from the side, because... Through the whole month of January, people constantly thought I was her and would walk up and then be like, oh, fuck, you're not Jinx. Okay. Oh, Jinx.
Oh, and sorry. So, you guys have identical side boob.
Right.
That was when I looked at you, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, is he going to make a side boob comment?
Yeah, side boob.
Somebody's got
side
it.
Boob, back of the head. We are identical. And
you
so I really
adorable.
Think I really
you should step in for her one of these days.
No.
And like,
I could not.
Just start.
They're too
just
good.
Start
they're
the
too,
set.
They're too.
They are like.
They're too great. It would never work. It would be so awful. But I could step in as a third person. They are great. I wanted to give them shit and be like, oh, that's why I didn't win $1,000. It wasn't because I wasn't funny enough. By the way, I am freaking hilarious. So
she's all right.
You have blossomed into a totally different person than
four years ago. That's what I keep hearing. So
you're snarky.
I should stop paying my therapist because I feel like comedy is just helping me much more than she is.
There you go. There's nothing like self-deprecating humor to get you through
for
your
real.
Troubles.
So to plug myself, I'm doing nothing.
All right.
But hanging out at Liquid sometimes.
Yeah.
For open mics.
And I was going to open for Jay Moore, but he brought his own feature.
Fuck him.
Oh,
and also,
that was serious.
And also the club booked somebody else to feature too, who also didn't get to open for him.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I have some interesting information that we'll talk about later. Anyway.
Ooh, right. We got secrets of the Boise comedy scene.
And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Oh, hey, that's from Lord of the Rings.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.
I'm like a boob. Danger!
Danger, Will Robinson. You have hit puberty.
It's like, danger. It was a visual joke for the for the pod. The Russians are causing the car horns to honk that are setting off the dog side of the debate. Russia's pushing a very pro-vacuum in order to get the dogs upset.
Car is that, I wonder?
It's not mine. I don't have a fancy alarm.